Getting more fruits and vegetables in school meals. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. The chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee is determined to make the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act work. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan recently held a hearing to discuss ways to overcome obstacles toward offering more nutritious school meals.
We can only make these important changes if our friends and partners in the food industry, nonprofit organizations, agriculture, state and federal agencies, cafeterias, classrooms all work together. Like the ingredients in many of the meals schools serve, the work each of our witnesses does represents a key ingredient in helping our schools rise to the challenge of feeding our nation's children. As we know, this is not an easy task, but the goal of reducing childhood hunger and obesity is too important to reverse course now. Instead, we're looking forward to how we can work together.
One of the witnesses at the hearing was Phil Muir, president and CEO of Muir Copper Canyon Farms in Salt Lake City, Utah, which provides fresh produce for school districts in three states.
We have a saying at Muir Copper Canyon Farms: our school customers deserve the best. Success to us is students eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, going home and telling their parents about the new fruits and vegetables they've tried at school, and then helping to improve their family's eating habits. We consider ourselves more than just a supplier or a bid winner. We are a partner with our school customers. Our goal is to be a solution provider through information, training, and consultation, assisting schools to successfully implement all the new fruit and vegetable requirements.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.